Shalom, everybody! Much of Parshas Ha'azinu is a poem. It's a song delivered by Moshe to Bnei Yisrael. It's a nevuah of what will happen to Bnei Yisrael, the good and, chas v'shalom, the bad, until the end of time. One of the critiques that Moshe Rabbeinu gives to Bnei Yisrael is this. It's in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Vav. Hal Hashem Tigmalu Zos. Is this how you repay Hashem? Am Naval V'lo Chacham, a disgusting people, an unwise people? Halo Hu Avicha Kanecha. Isn't God your father? He's acquired you. Hu Ascha V'ichonenecha. He made you. He established you. It is indeed a strong critique. You are a nation that has these negative midos, says Moshe, or you are a nation that has the potential to have these negative traits. But what do the words Am Naval V'lo Chacham mean? You are a nation that is disgusting and unwise. Once a nation is Naval, once a nation is disgusting, why would Moshe add that they're also not wise? Naval is worse than Lo Chacham. This question is asked by the Chafetz Chaim Rav Yisrael Meir HaKohen, who died in 1933. It's found in the Sefer Chafetz Chaim Al HaTorah on this pasuk, and he says the following beautiful idea. The Medrash in Eicha Rabbah in Psichta Beis quotes a pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyahu, in Yirmiyahu Perek Tezayin, pasuk Yud Aleph. Yirmiyahu bemoans the fact, in the name of Hashem, that Bnei Yisrael had left the Torah, and that, says the Navi, is what is the cause of the imminent destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. V'yosi Azavu Ves Torasi Lo Shamaru. Bnei Yisrael have left me, says Hashem, and they have left my Torah. That's the pasuk. And the Medrash picks up on the fact that this pasuk too seems to have a superfluous expression. If Bnei Yisrael have left Hashem, chas v'shalom, osi azavu, then why would the Navi also add the second part, ves torasi lo shamaru? Why should that matter? If they left Hashem, God forbid, why would it matter that they also left the Torah? The Medrash says the following incredible statement. The Medrash says that this is what the Navi is trying to say. The Navi is indeed saying two things here, two different levels. Yes, Bnei Yisrael left Hashem, but Halavai osi azavu visorasi shamaru mitoch shahayu misaskim ba hamaor sheba hayam machziran lamutav. If only Bnei Yisrael left me, says Hashem, but they still kept the Torah, that would not have been as bad. Why? Because if they held on to the Torah, then the light of the Torah, the truth of the Torah, the power of the Torah would eventually bring them back. But they didn't do that. They left me, says Hashem. And even beyond that, they also left the Torah, the one lifeline back to Hashem. It's an incredible medrash. And there is so much to say on this medrash. But the bottom line is that even had Bnei Yisrael rejected Hashem, chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom, if they still learned Torah, the Torah would have brought them back. That's the Medrash, and that is how the Chafetz Chaim explains our pasuk, and that's how the Chafetz Chaim explains Moshe's critique of Am Naval V'lo Chacham. You, Bnei Yisrael, are a nation that is disgusting, a nation that is an Am Naval, and why? Because you are Lo Chacham. Because you have chosen to not be wise, to not learn from the wisdom of the Torah. You can become an Am Naval by being Lo Chacham. The Torah is our link to wisdom, to clarity, to seeing the world clearly and seeing Hashem's hand in the world clearly. By choosing to ignore it, God forbid, it's a short jump to being an Am Naval. Our job is to cling to the Torah, to cling to our eternal source of life. And by doing that, we can acquire for ourselves and for our nation a life and a destiny of truth and wisdom. Have an amazing day, everyone!